Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate for the second time in the history of the Church this memorial, which was instituted in the year 2018 by Pope Francis and celebrated last year after Pentecost. It's decreed that this feast occur on the Monday after Pentecost. So after Pentecost, the Mother of the Church, and it's no coincidence that the Mother of the Church is recognized on the day after Pentecost. After all, Pentecost is the birthday of the Church, we say, and she is the Mother. Probably the most succinct and rich explanation of this feast day from its historical roots and theological meaning can be gained from the decree, which was issued by the Congregation for Divine Worship, establishing this as a memorial. We, the Franciscans of the Immaculate, celebrate it as a feast day, but in the universal calendar, it's listed as a memorial. And I'm just going to read verbatim from this letter, which explains in depth the meaning of this title, Mary, Mother of the Church, and why it's established as a feast or a memorial. The joyous veneration given to the Mother of God by the contemporary Church in light of reflection on the mystery of Christ and on his nature cannot ignore the figure of a woman, the Virgin Mary, who is both the Mother of Christ and the Mother of the Church. In some ways, this was already present in the mind of the Church from the premonitory words of St. Augustine and St. Leo the Great. In fact, the former says that Mary is the mother of the members of Christ, because with charity she cooperated in the rebirth of the faithful into the Church, while the latter says that the birth of the head is also the birth of the body, thus indicating that Mary is at once Mother of Christ, the Son of God, and Mother of the members of his mystical body, which is the Church. These considerations derive from the divine motherhood of Mary and from her intimate union in the work of the Redeemer, which culminated at the hour of the cross. Indeed, the Mother standing beneath the cross accepted her Son's testament of love and welcomed all people in the person of the beloved disciple as sons and daughters to be reborn unto life eternal. She thus became the tender mother of the Church, which Christ begot on the cross, handing on the Spirit. Christ, in turn, in the beloved disciple, chose all disciples as ministers of his love towards his mother, entrusting her to them so that they might welcome her with filial affection. As a caring guide to the emerging Church, Mary had already begun her mission in the upper room, praying with the apostles while awaiting the coming of the Holy Spirit. In this sense, in the course of the centuries, Christian piety has honored Mary with various titles, in many ways equivalent, such as Mother of Disciples, of the Faithful, of Believers, of all those who are reborn in Christ, and also as Mother of the Church, as is used in the texts of spiritual authors as well as in the magisterium of Popes Benedict the 14th and Leo the 13th. Thus, the foundation is clearly established by which St. Paul the 6th, now St. then Pope, on the 21st of November in 1964, at the conclusion of the third session of the Second Vatican Council, declared the Blessed Virgin Mary as Mother of the Church, that is to say, of all Christian people, the faithful, as well as the pastors, who call her the most loving mother, and established that the Mother of God should be further honored and invoked by the entire Christian people by this tenderest of titles. Therefore, the Apostolic See, on the occasion of the Holy Year of Reconciliation, which was 1975, proposed a votive mass in honor of Beata Maria Ecclesia Matre, Blessed Mary, Mother of the Church, which was subsequently inserted into the Roman Missal. The Holy See also granted the faculty to add the invocation of this title in the Litany of Loreto in 1980, and published other formularies in the collection of Masses of the Blessed Virgin Mary, 1986. Some countries, dioceses, and religious families who petitioned the Holy See were allowed to add this celebration to their particular calendars. Having attentively considered how greatly the promotion of this devotion might encourage the growth of the maternal sense of the Church in the pastors, religious and faithful, as well as a growth of genuine Marian piety, Pope Francis has decreed that the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, should be inscribed in the Roman calendar on the Monday after Pentecost and be now celebrated every year. This celebration will help us to remember that the growth in the Christian life must be anchored to the mystery of the cross, to the oblation of Christ in the Eucharistic banquet, and to the Mother of the Redeemer and Mother of the Redeemed, the Virgin who makes her offering to God. So, brothers and sisters, clearly there is an ancient tradition of recognizing Mary as the Mother of the Church, which the Church has maintained and now recognized in this very happy way of having a memorial dedicated to Our Lady as the Mother of the Church. And as I said, it comes within what used to be an octave of Pentecost. Now the calendar reverts us to ordinary time, yet it's the day after Pentecost, and Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She conceived of Christ on the Annunciation, and the Church was conceived on Pentecost, and she was present. And it was she, really, who drew upon the whole Church the Holy Spirit, who gave us Christ, and now is the mother of all of us. So let us entrust all of our concerns, personally, but in a particular way, for our concerns for the Church, which in this time is so needful of her motherly care, instruction, and protection, and guidance, that the hopes of our founders, of our holy fathers, may be realized. It was at the conclusion of the Second Vatican Council that Pope St. Paul VI decreed this title officially, and I'm sure it was with the hope, in fact, the whole Vatican Council, the Second Vatican Council, was in the hope of a new Pentecost, and of course that will happen and is happening despite the appearances of things at the moment, perhaps, but it will happen, and it will happen through the maternal mediation of Mary and the recognition of her Son, especially in the Eucharist. So as we go forward to the Eucharist, let us ask her to intercede for the Church, for our Holy Father, and all our bishops, and all the faithful, and all of those Christians who as yet are not fully integrated into the one true Catholic and Apostolic Church. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us.